This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Today on Lightning Bugs.
I'm not good enough to duel.
You get it?
But yep. Wait a minute, Ben. Wait. That's not my prime instrument, bro.
Oh. You don't play the bassoon. Is that a bassoon or a contra?
Well, that's a bassoon, all right.
It's a bassoon. With that wide-angle lens, it almost looks big enough to be. That's amazing. Can you play something for us?
I need to wet some reeds. If you know anything about double reeds, I'm not prepared. That will be. I'm really terrible, and I haven't really played since high school. But let me wet up a reed, and then we can see what we can come up with.
Hi, if you're enjoying listening to Lightning Bugs, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It helps a lot. Welcome to a bonus episode of Lightning Bugs. Rainn Wilson and Reza Aslan are the host of Metaphysical Milkshake. Metamophysical Milkshake.
That's how we say it.
Metamophysical. It's photomagistic. Rainn Wilson and Reza Aslan are hosts of Metaphysical Milkshake, a podcast where they go deep, get weird, and search for the meaning of life along the way. You may remember Rainn Wilson as Dwight Schrute from The Office and Reza Aslan for his best-selling novel, Zealot. And together, they are determined to ask themselves life's biggest questions.
It's well done, yeah.
If you want to hear us dive deeper into creativity, head on over to Metaphysical Milkshake to listen to us answer some of your burning questions.
Ooh, they're burning, all right.
Well, if this is my show, and I'm not sure how prepared I am, but let's just make something. Really, where I wanted to start was I would like to... see if I could get a creative exercise from you both. I assume everyone makes things, that everyone is creative, or we would not be, we wouldn't be human beings. So for the audience, I like to get what I call the new week's resolution. This week, I will do the following things every day in the form of an exercise and see if that helps my creative brain.
Interesting.
I got one.
Exercise. Okay, go ahead.
I would say that most people poop every day.
Some of us twice a day.
On a good day.
Some twice a day, some every other day. There is a regularity to a poop. So instead of looking at your phone while you poop, right. I think that you should compose a haiku. Maybe it's a haiku about your poop, but it could really just be a haiku about something that you saw that day. So haiku being five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. So it's just kind of utilizing that precious me time that you're spending defecating, creating something beautiful as you're creating something grotesque.
Well, this is very interesting. You know, pooping is my only alone time because I have 13, 14 kids. I lose track.
But you spend it tweeting instead of tweeting.
Yeah.
And interesting. Twooping, as I like to call it. But yes, I hear you. Instead of twooping, make a haiku.
Yeah,
I
like
that. What about you, Reza? You got anything?
Does it have to be poop-based?
No.
No, it does not have to be
poop-based. No, just creative.
Creative.
A creative exercise.
Let's see. Creative exercise. So one thing that I do a lot, especially with my students, I teach creative writing, is I ask them to think of a memory, like a distant memory, right? Mm-hmm. And then I have them kind of, you know, write it out very, very quickly, like just very, like in, you know, 30 seconds what that, okay, that memory is. And then what I try to do is I try to get them to focus on the metaphors embedded in the memory, because amazing, as you know, any memory scientist will tell you, we've done an episode on this, your memories are all lies. Your memories are all lies. So it's not what happened that matters, but like how you choose to describe it, you know, the metaphors that you use, the emotions that are embedded in that. And then I tell them to take those emotions and then to rewrite the memory focused on those emotions.
Hmm.
It's a really good writing exercise for me.
I got a question about that. Do you normally have the luxury of having them write the memory out first?
Yes.
And then hipping them to the fact that we're actually looking for the images and the metaphors?
I do, as a matter of fact. I say,
How do you think that plays with an audience that's now already on to you? Do you think it still works?
That's a good point. Yeah, so audience, please don't listen to anything that I just said. yeah. And just write down your memory. Write down your earliest memory. And then get back to you. Yeah, and find out why you wrote it in the way that you did. Like why?
That's very Jungian, isn't it? Kind of looking at the archetypes and symbols coming up from the subconscious.
Well, right? And that's to me, that's what writing is. You know, part right. what I sort of do as a writer is that, you know, all of language, by the way, is just symbols and metaphors, right? These are just sort of symbolic ways of expressing universal emotions. And so writing to me is deeply sort of an extended exercise in that, you know, how can I manipulate your emotions simply by using words to conjure certain images, sort of relying on symbolic and metaphorical forms of communication, forms of language, to get you to feel how I want you to feel without you knowing that I'm manipulating you. That's the key part, right? Because the second you see behind the curtain, that's
then
it.
You don't trust
You're
it.
Done. Exactly.
Yeah,
you're
like, that's this right. Is bullshit. You see the Wizard of Oz and it's all over.
And it's all over. Exactly. It's a very difficult exercise.
How about this? I'm always thinking about how to adjust this in a way that an audience will do. Would this work for you if they wrote down, all it takes is 30 seconds a day, write them down in your notebook the first 6 days, then the last day, pick them all up and do this... do this analysis of them so that you're not in the same analytical state when you're trying to create.
That's a smart idea. That's a very smart idea. And when I say like unearth the metaphor, you can see it. And you know, like why? Right. So why did you say in that memory that it was dark?
Right.
Why did you say that it was quiet? Why did you say that you were alone in the back seat while your father drove? Well, where was your mother? Like these are. Again, don't focus on the facts of the memory because almost certainly those facts are incorrect, right? If you know anything about how memory works, you know that almost certainly those facts are incorrect. But focus on the sort of emotions, the metaphors, the symbols that you were unaware of when you were forced to kind of regurgitate that memory really, really quickly.
It's a great writing exercise because I think too many, especially in songwriting, there's not a lot of real estate in a song, syllables to write in. If you try to tell someone what happened, that's why folk songs that have like 15 verses and are old folk songs like right. about stuff, you know, they're really long and they keep telling the story. Yeah. But if you're trying to write something in a 3.5 minute song, you really do have to find the things that are luminous, that are metaphoric and that make you feel rather than tell you what to think.
Yes.
That's, I love it.
Absolutely.
I think those are both great. The poop thing was so strong that it took me a while to not imagine doing the second exercise off the toilet. But I think I know now we're going to do it somewhere else besides the toilet.
Or the toilet. You can always do it. You know,
yeah, it's optional. Like... Mm-hmm. I love both of those. Thanks for those. Appreciate it. That's awesome. You know, and they said something about making a song. I'm not really that We don't have to do that. But I'm kind of wanting to hear the. I kind of want to hear your bassoon. Is the weed ret?
The weed is getting ret. It's not quite as wet as I would like, but I'm going to go for it.
That's what she said.
Wow.
That's why I thought you were a comedian. I'm sorry.
Well done.
Because you're funny.
Well done indeed.
A well-placed, that's what she said joke gets me every time.
Here's a problem, though. I don't have my strap. This is the annoying thing about a bassoon. You need a seat strap or a shoulder strap
yeah.
to play it.
That's the annoying thing about a bassoon?
He's on fire.
Hey-o!
Besides the strange adenoidal anemic sound that comes
out. Not true. A bassoon is actually a beautiful instrument. I've listened to Rain play it. I mean, gorgeous, right?
Oh, boy, I wish I had a strap. God damn it. Wait. What's this?
Well, considering that this is an podcast, nobody knows what it is.
That's a seat strap for my bassoon.
Thank you. We're new to the audio format, Ben. This is a...
Do
you want me to play a little refrain or something like that? You can jam.
Yes. Hell yes.
Wait.
Throw something like that on it.
Sweet.
You sound good on that. You're
Keep
good
going,
at that.
Guys. Going. I have a haiku for this.
Oh, bring it.
Here we go. Sitting on a throne, cold porcelain on my butt. Tinkle, tinkle, splash.
You drink, the better we sound. Wet t-shirt contest, ladies and I.
I love we just brought that whole thing together. It ended up eventually had to
good.
Do with poop.
You saved it with the haiku because I felt that going off the.
I really wanted to bring it.
Well,
home.
It's hard to jam on a Zoom because there's a second and a half delay. You know, come on.
It's true. And I rush so badly that I need the latency. That's actually probably we're totally in time that way. You're awesome. Did you play like an orchestra when you were in In school?
Yeah, I played in orchestra in school. There's, you know that movie Sliding Doors with Gwyneth Paltrow where she can, she goes one way, one train, yeah. She has one life, etc. So it's my other life. You are a percussionist, I'm a bassoonist.
Yeah.
Maybe we'd have played together in the Orlando Symphony Orchestra.
Two percussionists and a bassoonist, we could have been.
We could have all been in an orchestra somewhere.
All right. I think that's, man, I don't know.
Beautiful.
I think that made great stuff for my show. Thank you. I will be guesting on a bonus episode of Metaphysical Milkshake, also out today, where Rain, Reza, and I listen to fan voicemails and answer their questions about creativity, art, and music. So head over to Metaphysical Milkshake feed to listen to the episode and follow, rate, and review if you like it. Out every Tuesday, Rain and Reza welcome amazing guests like Malcolm Gladwell, Adam Grant, Mayim Bialik, Jason Isbell, and many, many more. Hi, if you're enjoying listening to Lightning Bugs, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It helps a lot.